I'm hoping that this show will not be ruined. And to prevent that, I'm just not going to talk about Big Fatty. Okay, okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm hoping that this show will not be ruined.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 296 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got some voice letters for you, and y'all, I'm going to talk about some e-letters and other communications that Big Fatty has had from all, well, not all of you, because not all of you wrote me. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Big Fatty survived the Monday back at the coal mine just fine. And, y'all, I listened to a lot of podcasts while I was at the coal mine today. And, y'all, I have caught up completely on the new Aussie Battler. Are you listening to the Aussie Battler? That is Scotty. You know, I don't think I have Scotty's podcast over there in the Fat Favorites. I'm going to have to add that, Scotty. You have to remind Big Fatty of these things. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, Scotty's got about 9 episodes or something like that. But y'all, it's weird. At the end of every episode, there are these little varmints that come on. And y'all, it just sounds like, I don't know, it's weird. I don't know if it's maybe some of those Kiwis or something like that, but he says what it is, but y'all, I can't understand him when he's talking the Mexican, you know, so, you know, I don't know, but y'all, he was telling about his trip to Indonesia, and y'all, I don't really want to go to Indonesia after hearing that. Sorry as I can be. And, you know, it sounds like Scotty's had some tough times here. But, y'all, Scotty is going to persevere. And we love the Scotty. And I want y'all to go over and listen to the Aussie Battler. Aussie Battler. I can't say it's not Aussie, even though it's spelled with double S. It's Aussie. As in Aussie and Harriet, or something like that. I don't know. But y'all, I don't know what the fucking name of it means. The Aussie Battler. I understand what the means, and I'm pretty sure that the Aussie means Australian. Okay, but what? Battler? Maybe that's the feeder of those little varmints. Y'all, it's just weird. Maybe it's some of those little varmints from those Lord of the Rings movies or something. I don't know. Or maybe it's I don't know. Maybe it's the ghost of what's his name that was in the Australias. What was his name?
I'm the crocodile man, and I've got on my hat, and,
Oh, Lord. Y'all, Larry Cly had some of these packing peanuts that he bought at the Whole Foods, in the office today. Y'all, they were good, but I swear to God, they looked just like those packing peanuts. But they tasted delicious, and they were on sale, 2 bags for $6. Y'all, that's not a fucking sale. I hated to tell him that, but anyway, that's not a good coupon. So, y'all made the reservations today for the big Gay Days trip, and Mr. Larry Cly and I will be traveling. From, by the way, Scotty probably, that little Aussie Battler, he probably burps as much as I do. Maybe more. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, we are going to be traveling from the Chuck Town. We'll be arriving in the Orlando's on Wednesday, the 3rd of June. And we will be departing on Monday, the 8th of June. And that'll be Larry Cly and I. And then Miss Wes. You may know Miss Wes from the Live It Up podcast. He was ambulatory. Y'all, I thought ambulatory meant you were laying down. So Big Fatty kind of got confused when he was up walking around. But, you know, because I think ambulance and ambulatory, and that to me says that you don't walk around in an ambulance. Anyway. But anyway, Miss Wes will be arriving on that Friday the 5th. And I think there is a big hootenanny that Friday night at the BOMA, which is the African buffet at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And we've eaten there before, and it's good. They've got ham, and you know, they've even if you can't find anything you like, they've always got the children's buffet, and they always have the macaroni and cheese and the chicken tenders on that. So it's always a safe bet when you go to these buffets. But y'all, we will be staying in the Pop Century Resort. We are staying in the let's see, what is it here? We're staying in the Classic Years, which are the 1950s through the 2000s, I think, or through the 1990s. And we'll have two rooms. Larry Cly will have his room, and then Miss Wes and I will be sharing a room once he arrives. And y'all, we were talking to Shaquanda today on the phone. She was very, very helpful, and she quoted a price. And I said, "Well, Big Fatty can get a better price than that on online." And she goes, "Oh, well, there's lots of codes here. Let me see if I can find a better price." And y'all, she found the same price that Larry Cly had gotten when he called last week. And so we are staying in the Pop Century. And we like the Pop Century. And so we'll be staying there. And, you know, they have the Classic Years, and they have the older years from 1900 to 1940, I think those are called the fermenting years or something like that, foundation years, or I don't know. But anyway, those haven't been finished. They've been sitting there abandoned. Y'all, it's the first thing that I've ever known that Disney just abandoned it. It's just abandoned. So anyway, so those are not available. But anyway, we'll be there Wednesday through Monday, and Miss Wes is flying in on Friday, and she will be flying out on Monday out of the Orlando's. She'll be flying in from Atlanta, because, you know, she's coming to Charleston on the big barbecue tour, and then she's going to drive to Savannah for some sort of Paula Deen something down there, I guess. Then she's going to drive to Atlanta, where she's, where she's planning to do some licking on Frank from Atlanta. By the way, Frank from Atlanta, if you'll get in touch with me, I'd like to put you in touch with Miss Wes. Either that, or I would like to assist you in removing your trousers. But anyway, so that's been set. So we're happy about that. We got a good price. And y'all, I got a phone call today from Miss Kitty. And Miss Kitty was all upset because she had gotten up Saturday morning and had gone to the iTunes and had said refresh, and it didn't download the podcast. And and she's like, I wonder what's wrong with Big Fatty, you know? What's wrong with iTunes, you know? Big Fatty's going to have a podcast. And y'all, I thought he was going to end up trying to get in touch with Archer about, you know, what was wrong with his iTunes. And y'all, he worried and worried and worried. He went to the BFO. He didn't see a podcast posted there. He just thought, oh Lord, what's happened to Big Fatty? Excuse me. And so then an hour or so later, he realized it was Saturday. Womp womp. So Miss Kitty is now officially hooked. Y'all, Big Fatty posted a picture, a new horror picture over at the BFO. And I have gotten some comments on it. As expected, there have been some, there have just been some just ugly comments from the Sea Hag. She's over there, and she, you know, she is so fucking perfect. You know, she can spend all fucking day criticizing Big Fatty and his podcast and his website, but can she get a fucking Monday podcast out in a reasonable time? No way. No ma'am. No ma'am. But anyway, so I post this picture over there. And, you know, the Sea Hag, the last time that leather was stretched that tight, it was on the cow. Well, she should know about cows is all I got to say. And y'all, then I got some other comments from Larry Kly and Michael in Stuttgart and Kim Beaver. Y'all, Kim Beaver, it must be that time of the month, y'all, because Kim Beaver had a very snide comment. It's almost like she was channeling her second cousin, and but y'all, it was just not like her. So I don't know if she is if she's having the female problems or not. But y'all, just if she's a little on edge when you are communicating with her, it's probably that. But anyway, Big Fatty can take it. You know, Big Fatty can handle it. So anyway, but. So I had all those comments, and of course Larry Kly had a snide comment also. Y'all, I got something from David, that Blue Jeans guy, and it says on here, take two, he says, hey, do you know the URL for Larry H. Vader's new show? I am curious. Oh, and then it says, on ya, and you're fat. I don't know. And then here's a peek of me new cuddle buddy. Here's a peek of me new cuddle buddy. Just sent it to you only because you're fat, but I am much fatter. Onya, this isn't version 3.0. LOL. Now, y'all, in all of that, the only thing Big Fatty understood was you're fat and LOL. And, y'all, there was no attachment. So he obviously tried to send this twice, and did not do it correctly either time, because there was no attachment, and I don't understand Onya or whatever. It's all Mexican to me. It's just Mexican. Now, y'all, I want to tell you that I have heard from Terry and Tom up there in the Chicagos. And Terry says, I laugh even harder when I hear the Big Fatty voices of other people. Or maybe I should do that in a voice. Big Fatty, I laugh even harder when I hear the Big Fatty voices of other people. Was the Archer gangbang right? Wishing you a great week, Tom and Terry in Chicago. Sent from his iPhone. And, So, the Big Fatty, the voices Big Fatty does are all very, very different in Big Fatty's mind. So, I'm just telling you that. Also, y'all, that Sea Hag about yesterday's podcast, you know, she's so damn busy criticizing that she can't get her own show out. Well, yesterday, about the Monday show, she writes me, Jesus, you maroon, M-A-R-O-O-N, maroon. Rocky Horror Show equals Tim Curry. Little Shop of Horrors equals man-eating plant. So sad. Well, yes, it is sad that she would know that. Anyway, now y'all, Julie, I've told you how Julie worries about Big Fatty. And y'all, Julie sent me an e-letter, and this was back on the 20th, which was last Friday. And but y'all, she's got something very good idea in here, and I think that Big Fatty is going to try this because it's something new and innovative that nobody else is doing. And I'll just tell you, she goes on to say, "Thank God you're back in the United States." And, you know, she says that she just felt sorry for me because all these ugly people that I had to deal with in the coal mine and all that just made me rant last week. Rant and rave about the workplace stoopies, she says. She said she was going to have a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes in my honor this past weekend just to prove my point. And it did, however, make her think, though, that she would love to hear an Ask Big Fatty or Dear Big Fatty spot on the podcast so that the listeners could get advice from me and deal with their problems as well as I do. And she wants me to please think about it. And y'all, I think that is a wonderful idea. Nobody else is doing that in the podosphere. And y'all, if you think that's a good idea about Ask Big Fatty, you know, questions of how to handle situations or whatever you want to ask, just ask Big Fatty. We'll call it the ABF. You know, it'll be the ABF segment. Ask Big Fatty. And I'll come up with some kind of fun music and something like that, and we'll do that. And y'all, I said I was going to have some voice letters today, and it doesn't look like that I am going to have time to do that. Because the time is quickly. Those urchins, if it was the little Aussie battler, those urchlings would be going. So, anyway, let's see. There was something else that Big Fatty was going to mention to y'all. Y'all, I mentioned the new picture. Oh, I have talked to the Tim Cormall. And we have worked very hard, and by we, I mean I have sent Tim Cormall the film strip for the new film strip segment here on the BFO. By the way, I had an e-letter about that also, and it was from, let me just see if I can find that real quick, because, you know, y'all, if you remember the good old film strips, you know that, well, I don't see it now. But anyway, someone said, you know, on the old film strips, there used to be a little tone. Boop, boop. And that would tell you to advance the film strip. Well, whoever sent this to me says that they're afraid that the tone may be a tad bit gassy on Big Fatty's film strips. And that is true. And y'all, I wish I could remember who that was. I'm going to just have to look in here and find that because it's much too important for me to just brush by it. Y'all, it was Lurie Dean. That's who it was. Okay. And y'all, I've just received some internet messaging, and it says Elizabeth@intrigue.net has sent me a message. I don't know who the fuck Elizabeth at Intrigue, and it says Paige sends you a PM view. It, oh, what did I see? At www.hostay.com. Y'all, I don't know what that is. Y'all, there's nothing I hate more. Well, I hate the telephone, you know that. And so I really hate the messages, these called? The text messages. And so I'm just going to delete that one. Y'all, if y'all want to go over there and talk to Elizabeth, you feel right free to do that. But Big Fatty has deleted that. So, anyway, y'all, in honor of Archer, I had a baked potato skin for lunch today, and I put the last of the meatloaf in it from last week, and I put some cheese on it, and y'all, it was just perfect. So,
hoping that this show will not be ruined.
Well, your hopes have been ruined.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.